I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode of the Long Run Podcast is sponsored by Skechers.
Welcome, everybody, to the Long Run Show. Now, this is a special episode that was a request from you guys. We have put together a short episode to help motivate you during this race and get you to that finish line. In a moment, the episode will begin. Now, if you didn't know, our award-winning podcast releases new episodes every week. They are filmed live on a Monday and a Friday on our YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to. Hosted by me, Chris Ford, the founder of 40 Runs. I'm a qualified athletics and running coach based here in the UK. 40 Runs Running Club is the largest UK running club and it's free to join. So if you haven't already joined, once you finish this race and you've got yourself together, make sure you head over to our website and join. Now, I've been lucky enough to complete plenty of marathons and half marathons over the years. So today I'm going to help you with some motivation, some distraction, and most importantly, some wisdom, which will get you across that finish line. Now turn the volume up and let's do something awesome. Right now, right here, in this moment, I've got your back. I'm going to get you to that finish line. Look up. Breathe in, breathe out. Look at the runner to the right of you. Look at the runner to the left of you. Now look straight ahead. Smile and get ready to cowboy up. This moment right here is the starting line of this marathon. It does not matter how many miles you have done already. Here and now is where we start. A true test of not just your physical prowess, but also of your mental fortitude and unwavering determination. Over the next 30 minutes, I'm going to help you conquer those doubts and fulfill your destiny. As you move forward, one foot in front of the other, I want you to take a moment to reflect on what brought you to this point. What was the inspiration which made you lace up your shoes and commit to pushing your limits beyond what you thought was humanly possible? Perhaps it was the desire to prove something to yourself, to show that you are capable of achieving greatness, that you are stronger than you could possibly have imagined. Maybe it was the pursuit of a personal goal, a dream that has been burning inside you, urging you to chase it down with everything you've got. Or was it for a special person, for that somebody that you may have lost too early? Are you running for a cause, a charity, where you completing this marathon will not only mean so much to them, but will also result in them benefiting from all the money that you have raised? Whatever your reason may be, know this. The journey which started over 16 weeks ago and that has tested every fiber of your being, where there's been moments in your training of doubt, moments when that road ahead has seemed unachievable, when every step felt like a huge effort. But it is in those moments of struggle that you've got to this point in the race. Think about those early mornings and late nights, the sacrifices that you've had to make along the way. Remember the sweat, the tears, the moments of frustration when it felt like progress was elusive. And yet here you are, moving forward, step by step, on the brink of greatness, ready to seize the moment and conquer these final miles. You are capable of much more than you think. Your body is a marvel of strength and endurance, capable of pushing through pain and fatigue to reach heights you never thought were possible. But it is in your mind that will ultimately determine your success today. In the face of adversity, when every muscle in your body is screaming for you to stop, it is your mental resilience that's going to carry you through to the finish line. Remember why you started this journey in the first place. Draw strength from the passion that burns within you, that fire that burns you for every step. We are at a point now in this race where it's totally normal to feel overwhelmed, where it is normal to be tired, and you may well be doubting on how you will get to the end, but you will. You will. As you work your way through the miles ahead, remember this: you are not alone. You are part of a community of like-minded individuals, united by a shared goal and a common purpose today. Draw inspiration from your fellow runners around you. Feed off their energy, their determination, and let it propel you forward when your own reserves are running low. Take a moment right now to look around you at those runners who, like you, could be struggling. They may not seem it, but believe me, they are. They are feeling exactly the same as you. Make eye contact with as many as you can and smile. They might smile back. Today, unlike your training, you are not alone. These other runners are with you. The spectators are with you. The volunteers at those aid stations, they're with you. Use them to motivate you and help you over the next few miles. Now, me and you, we're going to get to the finish line. And I'm going to tell you a story now, a short story, that I want you just to zone in on and just to focus on. And just listen to my words and concentrate only on my voice. My heroes when I was younger did not wear spandex tights or wear capes. My heroes were cowboys. Even as a somewhat dim-witted kid growing up in the UK, I knew that cowboys were a special breed. Their Wranglers and Levi's stood the test of time as they rode upon well-worn cowboy boots. More likely than not, cowboys wore beat to hell and dusty hats that looked as though their days of shedding water had long passed. Cowboys' clothes do not shine, nor they are pretty. They are practical. When you look upon a cowboy, you see the hat, the boots, the jeans, the TV programs, the films. What you do not see is the lone wolf that rests within his soul. The cowboy loves people, but to his core, he is the essential loner. He knows it is better to ride alone in the right direction than to follow the herd in the wrong direction. When a cowboy is born, it is part of the makeup to be relentless in his loneliness. They never quit moving forward, and no matter how much it hurts them, they never look back. Money and material things mean nothing to those that ride the forever blue and burnt orange horizons from sun up to sun down. Cowboys wander and meander through life with little cash in their pockets. Just like the music says, they give you a song than diamonds or gold. Their wealth cannot be counted or deposited into a bank. A cowboy's fortune is paid in the things that matter most to them. Family, dogs, horses, dusty vistas, pickup trucks, forever snow above timberline, and of course, pigtail girls in tight-fitting jeans. The songs that tell the cowboy story belong to country music. The cowboy knows that not everyone likes his type of music, but he is okay knowing that since not everyone has good taste like him. He loves to crank up his country music loud enough to drown out the sound of you complaining about it. The cowboy knows that any bad day can be remedied by driving country roads with the windows rolled down and the volume set high. You cannot love the iconic cowboy without loving horses. One of the cowboy's best friends is the one that never speaks to him. In the unique relationship, the cowboy is always searching for himself, but his horse already knows who he is. Although the cowboy knows not himself, he understands the horse's poetry and motion, and that, my friend, speaks volumes for the cowboy himself. The cowboy understands his horse couldn't care less, on how much he knows until the horse understands how much the cowboy cares. So the cowboy loves his horse with all his heart. Now, this could not be a cowboy story without mentioning the cowboy's dog. If, like me, you have a dog, this you will understand. The cowboy understands that all the best people has four legs and that his dog is the reflection of his own soul. The cowboy appreciates that his dog is the only one that understands his special kind of genius of his conversation when the dog shows his understanding by wagging his tail. The cowboy understands the warmth of the sun does not come from the heavens above, but from the eyes of that four-legged furry beast he calls his best friend. The cowboy and his cowboy story is sweeter when he travels the peaks and valleys of his life with his dog. Now you may well ask, why are cowboys your heroes, 4D? The short answer is three traits that matter most to me. Cowboys are heroic, not just because they do precarious jobs, but also because of what they stand for. They stand for something, the humble, the basic values that lie at the heart of the cowboy way. Even though their way of life has changed over the last 150 years or so, cowboys to this day still honour and live by their code. Their code of ethics and principles is not taught in schools, but handed down from one generation of cowboy to another. They are an abiding source of constant inspiration to do better and be better than we are. Now, as a runner trying to complete a marathon, you can take inspiration from this story about being a cowboy. You too have courage. Courage to take on a challenge to run 26.2 miles. Like the cowboy, positivity is what's going to carry you to the finish line. Negativity is going to buck you off and you will fail. Positivity is the only thing that will get you to the end of this journey. And plain hard work, just as that cowboy does every day, is what's going to get the job done today. No shortcuts, no fast track to the finish line, and no easy way out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Plain hard work over the next few miles is what is going to be needed. Do not fear the hard work, for within you lies a strength that knows no bounds. You have trained tirelessly for this moment, honing your body into a machine of precision and power. Every mile you have logged, every hill you've conquered, they've all led to this point, this pivotal moment where you will test the limits of your own potential. As you take each step forward, let every doubt and every fear fall away. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, the steady beat of your heart. Feel the ground beneath your feet, firm and unwavering, propelling you forward with each stride. Now, I want you to listen to these quotes. Breathe in and out as you listen, but understand each one. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. The only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. Do not watch the clock. Do what it does. Keep going. The only person you should try to be better than is the person you were yesterday. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. The only way to achieve the impossible is to believe that it is possible. Success is not the key to happiness. happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. In the middle of difficulty, there lies opportunity. Your time is limited. Don't waste it living somebody else's life. The difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is how you use it. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with that one step. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Now take a moment to look up, smile, and breathe. Now I read those to you because I want you to realize that like the cowboy, you are moving along the trail, at one with the world, focused on your destination, and nothing is going to stop us today finishing this marathon. To get us to mile 26.2, we are going to need some determination, some of that cowboy spirit. Back at the Edinburgh Marathon some years ago, I was struggling. I had set off with a 3 hours and 45 minutes target in mind. I started well, with a cracking downhill section in the first part of the race. I was feeling awesome. I got to halfway though at my target time, but it felt a little bit harder than it should have done. I knew right then I was in for a tough day. I said to myself, I'm going to get to mile 15 and push to see if I could shake off these dead legs that I could feel. It did not work. Slowly but surely, my legs were getting heavier and heavier, and a small stitch from earlier started to become severe stomach cramps. Mile after mile, time was slipping away as the cramps got worse. I kept looking at my watch and the finish was not getting any closer. In this darkest moment, I learned the biggest lesson in running marathons. Control what you can control, work with what you have, and stay in that moment. There was no point me keep focusing on the time, where I was on the course, or how far I still had to go to the finish. I set myself a target of running half a mile and then I could walk. That run would be so easy, just a gentle jog, just like in my training, a pace in which I could start to feel comfortable. I ran that half a mile and then walked for 30 seconds, and only 30 seconds. And I think I picked up a very easy run again for another half a mile. My focus now until the end of the race was just on that half a mile and 30 seconds of walking. Slowly but surely, without knowing the miles were ticking by, I gradually got closer to the finish line. As the pain eased from the easy running, I was able to string out a little more running, but kept my 30 seconds of walking. Eventually, I could see the finish line, and I ran that final section across the finish line. In that depth of despair, in a moment of anxiety and panic, that I was so far from the finish line, so far from completing this marathon, I cowboyed up. I grounded myself and I set about staying in the moment so I could get myself home. You may well be feeling like this right now, so I want you to get a plan together. Slow down, ease off, walk for 30 seconds, or even speed up. Whatever it is you need to do to stay in the moment, pick out maybe 5 things around you. Do it now. What can you see? Is there somebody to the left? Somebody to the right? A spectator? An aid station? Pick 5 things that you can see right now to get you in this moment. Whatever it is you need to do to stay in the moment, to be able to control what you can control, and cowboy up. Now look, it's not going to be plain sailing with our new plan to get us to the finish line. There's going to be obstacles along the way. Hills that seem to stretch to the heavens. Miles that drag on into eternity. Moments when the voice of doubt threatens to drown you in your own self-pity. But remember this, you are stronger than you know. You have faced adversity before. Think about those moments back in your training when you struggled. Think about those moments in your training when you felt like giving up, but you didn't. You got the job done. You have faced adversity before and you have emerged victorious every time. I want you to embrace the challenge that lies ahead, for it is in that struggle you will find your truest self. Push yourself beyond the limits of comfort and convenience and discover the depths of your resilience. Draw inspiration from the beauty that surrounds you. Like I say, look up, smile, breathe. Think about the sun rising on the horizon, the wind whispering through the trees, the rhythm of your own heartbeat echoing in your ears. Now we're going to focus on the finish. I want you to imagine how it will feel when you see that finish line in the distance. Soon you will see it in the distance, slowly moving towards you. Some runners will speed up, others will already be walking. But I want you now just to solely focus on the finish line. Look nowhere else. Shine your torchlight, your sole attention, your hyper-focus on that finish line. You're going to cross that line and stop your watch. You will then take a moment as you move forward to thank those that got you here and also congratulate yourself. I want you to say out loud when you cross that line, I am a hero. Because you know what? You are. As you gain your composure, you will go and collect your medal. A lovely, smiley, happy volunteer will place that bit of bling around your neck. Remember to thank them. Go get your bag and get out that little treat that you put in there for yourself. Find your relation, your friend, your partner, or ring them and let them know you did it and that you are a hero. Let's think about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink when you finish. You definitely would have earned it. For me, this year, I'm probably going to go Nando's. Now, most importantly, you would have achieved something truly remarkable when you crossed that line. You would have defied the odds, pushed past your limits, and emerged victorious on the other side. All I need you to do now is get to that finish line. I want you to be in sight of it so you can look up and focus in on it. Now remember, right now, just look up, smile, and breathe. Break the next few miles down to manageable chunks. Mini goals. Interact with the crowd. High five that kid next to you. Think of a playlist or songs that you're now going to listen to when you stop listening to me that will get you within sight of that finish line. Now, one thing we've learned today is that you are a cowboy like me. You have courage. You are positive. And you're doing the hard work now. These next moments are what will define you as a human being. The ability to kick adversity in the balls and keep moving forward is what will make you a marathon runner. No one did this other than you. It is you that completed the 16 weeks of training. You are the reason that you are going to finish. You are the one person that will get you across the line. You are doing something truly awesome today, and you will finish. Now look up, smile, breathe, cowboy up, and get this fucking thing done.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.